In John chapter 4 and verse 6 tells us, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour." That's the way John wrote. John was specific. John was a writer that believed in detail. This is how John, who loved to use pen and ink and paper, wrote. Because his heart was the palace of the king he loved and obeyed, John still lives and will ever live by his writings. The apostle who knew Christ more intimately, who had leaned on his breast, was spared many years to write for the church. John wrote as an eyewitness. John had a most vivid way of describing persons and events. As we read through his gospel, we have exactness of description, a representation of the whole scene, photographed, as it were, upon John's memory. John remembers days and hours when events occurred, and writing from memory, he knew what happened at the 10th hour, the 7th hour, the 6th hour. I'll give you just a few. You remember in John chapter 1 and verse 39, after Jesus had been baptized, and Andrew and the other disciple followed him, Jesus turned around and said, "What are you looking for?" And they said, "We want to see where you live." Jesus said, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And then again, when Jesus and his apostles were walking through Samaria, and they stopped at Jacob's well, and it was about the 6th hour. This is the same well by which Jesus spoke to the woman who had 5 husbands. When Jesus finished talking with her, she left her pots and went back into the city and told the people, "Come see the man that told me everything that I ever did. Is he not the Christ?" And then John tells us that when the Samaritans came to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And John tells us that he abode there 2 days. And then in John chapter 4, verse 52, when the man's child was sick and he came to the Lord and asked Jesus to come by, lest his child die, Jesus simply said, "Go in peace, your child shall live." So the man believed and turned and headed back home. And he met some of his servants coming to meet him. He inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. And they said unto him, "Yesterday, at the 7th hour, the fever left him." And then again in the 11th chapter of the book of John, we read the story of Lazarus. Did you know that John was the only writer in the New Testament who tells us about the raising of Lazarus from the dead? When Lazarus got sick, his sisters sent a messenger to tell Jesus that Lazarus was sick and that he needed to come and heal him. And the Bible says that when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place. He finally gets there and asks where he was. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days." This is the way that John writes. He gives specifics, days and hours. It was also at that gravesite that some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" This was the way that John wrote, and behind his powerful pen was reflection and intuition and the spirit of wisdom and revelation of knowledge of him who he loved. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.